This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Wednesday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. The Irish Blood Transfusion Service are warning that the country's blood stocks are critically low and say now is the time for anyone who's ever thought about donating blood to come forward. Recent high levels of respiratory illness and consistently strong demand for blood at hospitals has resulted in blood stocks dwindling from 7 days' supply to just three. The situation has led to a nationwide appeal for new and current donors to contact the Irish Blood Transfusion Service. A donation clinic is being held at the Middleton Park Hotel today and tomorrow, while the clinic at St Finbarr's Hospital is open every week from Monday to Thursday. Speaking to Red FM News, Julianne Kelly from the IBTS in Cork says it's a worrying time.
The support of our regular donors has been superb over the last few months and years now, and particularly during COVID times. But we are in a position now where we do need to start recruiting new donors again. So we're asking anybody that, you know, is in, within the age category, that's feeling well, that they would come forward and register their interest on our website or to give us a call. We're calling for donors for all blood types, both positive and negative blood groups, right across all of the blood groups, no matter what blood group you may have. They are all needed by our hospitals.
The Irish Blood Transfusion Service can be reached on 1800 731 137. Enoch Burke once again arrived at Wilson's Hospital School in Westmeath this morning. The teacher, who was dismissed from his position last week, was arrested yesterday but later released. He returned to the school later in the day, only to be met by the principal, who closed the main gates to keep him off the premises. Enoch Burke was suspended following a row over a request by a student to be addressed by a new name and the they-them pronouns. Irish Rail is hopeful that they'll be able to restore catering on their trains shortly. The onboard serving of food and drink was suspended early in the pandemic but has never returned. Irish Rail has repeatedly said that the resumption of the service could be some time away, but they're hopeful that a partial returning of catering services through a contracted supplier will be announced soon. There's been a call for Irish Rail to provide its own catering service if it can't find a suitable provider. Local Sinn Féin TD Thomas Gould says it's vital that catering is restored for people travelling by rail.
I was on a train there before Christmas that broke down, and it took me 5 hours to get to Dublin. Now, when I was on that train, you had elderly people, people with families, and there wasn't a bottle of water on the train. Listen, it's 2023. We need to offer better service, and the people want it.
And finally, new traffic arrangements will be introduced in the McCurtain Street area in the coming weeks. The City Council says the changes are needed to facilitate work to deliver upgraded footpaths, new bus stops and shelters, improved lighting and road resurfacing. Coburg Street will close to traffic from the 31st of January, with access for local businesses, residents and emergency vehicles only. New set-down spaces will be provided on Leitrim Street to allow parents to drop and collect school children and to support short-term parking so motorists can access nearby businesses. Works on Bridge Street and McCurtain Street will also take place in the coming weeks, and a video detailing the diversions is available on the news section of the Red FM website.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
Starting with tennis, Novak Djokovic has booked his place in the semi-finals of the men's singles at the Australian Open. The nine-time champion had an easy win over Andrei Rublev, winning in straight sets 6-1, 6-2, 6-4. He says he was happy with his performance.
You know, I knew what the game plan was. Obviously, you know, one thing is to imagine how you want to play, the other thing is to execute it on the court. But I think if I have to sum it up, all the important shots and important moments, I found my best tennis.
Djokovic will now face the American Tommy Paul in the last four. Paul, a four-set win over Ben Shelton. Earlier on today, the fifth seed Arina Sabalenka of Belarus and Poland's Magdalenet booked a semi-final clash. Sabalenka defeated Donna Vekic in straight sets. Linette had Karolina Pliskova's measure also in two sets. Cross-channel football and in the Carabao Cup, Nottingham Forest host Manchester United in the first leg of their semi-final. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. Everton have reportedly been put up for sale by under-pressure owner Farhad Moshiri for £500 million. The Guardian claims a number of parties are interested in buying the club, who are battling against relegation from the Premier League. In an interview released by the club last night, Mr. Moshiri denied looking for an exit and said he's close to announcing new investment. Locally, there are two fixtures this evening in the Munster Senior League. Blarney United host Ringmahon Rangers, while Castlew face Middleton. They're both at 7:45. And in rugby, Leo Cullen is set to agree a new two-year deal to remain as head coach of Leinster, according to the Irish Times. The former captain of the Proms assumed his current role in 2015. He's guided Leinster to a Champions Cup and four league titles. And that's the sport with Grandin's Toyota.
The five biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.